I do have one. The courthouse will be closed tomorrow at 1 p.m. for Christmas Eve holiday. We are here. Next on the agenda is the public hearing on the proposed 2020 budget. To be in compliance with Chapter 50600 of the revised Missouri statutes, we are here for the public hearing on the 2020 budget. The budget is going to be available, is available to the public by email. And do you have anything you want to add, Mr. Clark?
Yes, the proposed 2020 budget will be available at for the public service request. They can do a public service request at the county clerk's office, and it will be processed for them to look at it, and they can either get an email copy of it, or they can get and purchase a printed out copy for the amount of the paper itself, if they are wanting a printout copy.
Are you saying they have to do a public service request in order to look at the budget?
All requests for any, not to look at the budget, no. They can always come to my office and look at the budget, but if they are requesting a copy of it, they would need to do a request, so then we can
If you're printing it?
If we're printing it or sending out as a printed email copy, yes. Per the Sunshine Law. For any kind, any public service request that they are needing a copy of it. But they are able to view it in my office at any time. Does the commission have any questions on that?
I just didn't know they had to do that for the budget.
We've never done that before, so I didn't know.
I just thought the budget would be available in for the viewing. I didn't know they had to do a public service request for it.
The way I figured would be all requests from the county always would be a public service request. As far as I know, per Sunshine Laws, that all county requests are supposed to go through the county clerk. I could be wrong on that note. I could look at the statute.
It just says the copy shall be available for public distribution. So I don't know. I guess that's still available. We've just never done that historically. We've always made sure.
Make sure we have an account that we have information that we did get a request from a person and that we did provide that documentation for that person.
The way this clause reads, that's in bid documents. It simply says Sunshine Law per RSM 0610.026 concerning any public documents, all responses to this request or any other public document can be requested to the county clerk's office. And there are charges involved, price per page for hard copies.
You're reading the policy, county policy. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I just never knew us to ever charge
for the budget. Yeah.
For the budget, and I just always thought
it's only if they ask for a printed out paper document because of the amount for the, like he stated, page per document, which is in statute that.
Unlikely somebody would do that. They just print themselves offline.
But you're mainly wanting to keep a record of who requested it to make sure that they're getting the information that was requested.
And that we are showing that we are providing that information that is requested, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you open up the public?
Yeah, we're open for a public hearing on the 2020 budget. Is there anyone here that would like to come up and comment on the proposed 2020 budget?
That's why if they've not seen it, it's difficult to...
Well, I understand, but...
It was made available when it was presented to us. I don't remember what day that was. November 17th?
And the budget is not final until it's voted on and approved by the County Commission.
Yes.
And that...
So this, by statute, we have this meeting for the public hearing, and notice was given in the newspaper Saturday and...
Wednesday the 18th and Saturday the 21st was, notice was published in the Branson Tri-Lakes News.
So everything conforms to statute. As well after the 10 days after it was made available to the commission and public, so.
Well, we're going to move on down the, we'll close the public hearing on the proposed 2020 budget and move on down the agenda. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 457424 through 457503. No warrants, 3 journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 16th. December 17th, 2019. And December 18th of 2019.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 16th, December 17th, and December 18th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Order for ACH of Central Bank Health Savings Account.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You want just... for the record, tell what this account's for.
I've given you each a copy of the first one is for the Central Bank Health Savings Account. This just gives me permission as they withdraw funds from my account, then I can do the manual check rather than having to wait for the payroll or the AP the following week. So that way I can go ahead and do what I need to do to balance my checking account.
And the health savings account, the money is put in there from...
Central Bank will withdraw it from my account.
For those that are signed up that you've got
right
listed in your ACH
right
file.
And I'll have a document each time from HR telling me the amounts and everything so I can balance back to who they are. But once they do withdraw those funds, that way I can go ahead and do the manual check in the accounting system.
Okay. And it'll automatically capture the portion of the county's
yes
on the hill.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Central Bank Health Savings Account, year of 2020.
Second for one more question.
We have a second with discussion.
Will it be an interest-bearing account?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then the second one is the orders for the same thing. Bill, do the manual check. This is for our flex savings. This year it'll be through Aflac, which Maestro Health is the one that actually is the administrator of the account.
Any questions on this?
Just the same comment. It'll be an interest bearing.
Yes.
Thank you. Second. Okay. Oh, thought you did.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Maestro Health Aflac Flex Plan, year of 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for jail appliance repair service number 201-911-436.
Yes, thank you, Presiding Commissioner. Good morning, Commissioners. This is in reference to the fact that our jail appliance repair services that have been in place for the last 3 or 4 years has contract has completed its course of action. Building and grounds administrators had requested me to let this back out for rebid. The bid was released on bid number as quoted by the presiding commission was released on November the 16th, 2019, closed last week. We received two responses to our bid request, our solicitation. The first response we received had to be disqualified and rejected simply for the reason that they did not complete any of the attached required notarized forms for a term and supply that involves compliance with prevailing wage for any construction or maintenance work that's done on county property. They were notified. I haven't heard back from them. The second bid response we received from Ozarks Food Equipment of Springfield, Missouri, which is our current service provider, and all of the pricing that they submitted is identical to the pricing that they had submitted to us in the 2015 bid response. So I created this sheet of recommendation that each of you should have. If you have any questions on that, unfortunately, the building and grounds administrator was called away on an emergency just now, a repair service of his own. So they're not here to answer any specific questions that you might have on this. Hopefully I could if you do have any. One thing I'll note on this year's response is that we did a few adjustments to the wording in the bid requirements to include all county properties and not limit any appliances that we have outside of the jail, which was requested to me by the building and grounds administrators as well as personnel from Road and Bridge. So if we have any other county facilities that should have an appliance that needs repair, the same vendor would also be available to help us there as well. They met all of the other qualifications, completed all the paperwork as required, and so we ask for a motion vote to award to Ozark Food Equipment of Springfield, Missouri. We also will make a change in the contract this time, depending and contingent upon legal's agreement that we have an auto-renew process for this vendor. In years past, they were the only vendor that responded. And this year was the only first time we got somebody else respond, and they couldn't meet the qualifications. So we think that on an annual review process, if both parties are satisfied on both ends, we would recommend the auto-renewal to keep this vendor in place and to acting in the best interest of the county.
Do you have any questions?
We've been told by our Road and Bridge, I started to say maintenance supervisors, that they're very satisfied with the service.
Very
and they did a good job.
Yeah. That's correct, yeah.
Move to award bid number 201911-436 to Ozarks Food Equipment of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Commissioners, I already have the contract drafts ready to send, and I'll notify the vendor.